It's time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about triumphs, big and small. You know Michael Kenneth Williams as Chalky White on HBO's Boardwalk Empire, or stick-up man Omar Little on The Wire. But before Williams was an actor, he was a dancer in music videos starring artists like Madonna and George Michael.
I was doing a bunch of videos, just dancing background. But then on my birthday, on my 25th birthday, I got cut in my face in a barroom brawl. There was a popping party going on in Queens. Went outside to get some air, and I saw that two of my other friends was being surrounded by some dudes who I didn't know. And it looked like they were about to get jumped. And I said, yo, I'm ready to leave. Let's go back. I'm going to go back home now. But this one dude kept pacing behind me. He kept walking behind me. He kept like, psst, like, you know, like sucking his teeth. I'm looking, I'm like, yo, what's up, dude? I'm like, yo, bro, what's your problem? And the dude wiped his hand across his mouth and just, what I thought it appeared to be, smacked me. But what he did was he spit a razor. He was positioning the razor in his mouth to get it between his middle finger and his ring finger. And then he just went, wiped me down my face. And this cut in my face was actually the first hit of the fight. So we managed to escape with our lives barely that night. Things changed immediately after that. Directors didn't want me just to dance in the videos anymore. They wanted me to act out these thug roles. You know, I was like, you know, Mike, roll these dice in this video. Have this fight in this video. I was like, all right. Tupac Shakur was filming a movie in New York called Bullet, opposite Mickey Rourke. And the production office that they were working out of in New York happened to have a Polaroid picture of me from me going to audition from some various music video. So he happened to see a Polaroid picture of me and was like, yo, this dude looks thugged out enough that he could play my little brother. I think he saw my pain, my struggle, my heart. I was just like, I was starstruck, you know? I was like, wow, it's Tupac Shakur.
And if you was half as smart as I thought you was, Patty boy, you'd be minding your business right now.
I tell you, we know all about your little hotshot package.
Tupac was larger than life. I spent a lot of time just listening to him and watching him because I learned so much. He's that kind of person. It's like a walking encyclopedia. Because all I want is cash and things. I popped up a low, being something flashy, brains. I shot that movie, still dancing, and I had booked a major supporting role on Law & Order. I had booked a major supporting role on Sopranos. So, you know, I got a little high on the horse. You know, yeah, I ain't going to L.A. L.A. going to send for me. You know what I mean? So I'm like, my phone will be ringing any minute now. And it didn't happen. And I got really financially strapped. My mom opened up a daycare in the projects where we lived. So in 2000, she was like, why don't you come work in the daycare? You know, I'm paying your rent anyway. You might as well earn it. So I said, Ma, you know, I want to give this acting thing one more shot. It doesn't work. I'm done. It's me and you. We changing Pampers, baby. My phone did not ring. And man, I was down in the dumps. I got really depressed, like really depressed. And then March came. And one day she called me and said, you got a fax downstairs here. I went downstairs to her office, and it was the breakdown for Omar from The Wire on HBO.
State your name for the record.
Omar Devone Little.
And what is your occupation?
I rip and run.
You?
I robs drug dealers.
Mr. Little, how does a man rob drug dealers for 8 or 9 years and live to tell about it?
Day to time, I suppose.
I got to grow with an amazing group of people that I consider my Wire family. That character changed my life, and that was my big break.
That's actor Michael Kenneth Williams. We want to hear about your big break. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.